Nolte, far-left Axios calls on Trump to apologize for getting shot. By John Nolte on July 15, 2024. The far-left Axios was even more grotesque than usual on Monday, perversely suggesting that after getting shot in the face, President Trump should go before the world and apologize for getting shot. He could unify America. Imagine he gave a speech featuring something he rarely shows, humility. Imagine him telling the nation that he has been too rough, too loose, too combative with his language, and now realizes words can have consequences, and promises to tone it down and bring new voices into the White House if he wins, emphasis original. Shorter Axios, he had it coming. Don't you get it? If only Trump hadn't run around wearing such a short skirt, he wouldn't have provoked his rape. Now Trump must atone for provoking his rapist. Related, sick. Media suggest Donald Trump inspired political violence that almost cost him his life. It's always like this with these elite, morally illiterate, indecent media outlets. We are their enemies. They hate us. Therefore, everything must always be our fault. When something happens to a Democrat, Republicans are shamed and scolded over their rhetoric. When something happens to a Republican, Republicans are shamed and scolded over their rhetoric. In less than 7 years, media hate campaigns have already provoked and incited assassination attempts on three prominent Republicans. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, Associate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and now Donald Trump. In the Scalise case, the left-wing extremist tried to kill every Republican lawmaker on a ball field while shouting "This is for health care." As I wrote the night of the assassination attempt on Trump. For nearly 10 years, the media have lied about this man colluding with Russia to steal a presidential election, lied about him being a unique threat to democracy, lied about him being a rapist, lied about him describing Nazis as very fine people, lied about him being a racist, lied about him trashing World War II troops, lied about him launching an insurrection, lied about him wanting to inject bleach into the sick, lied about him putting kids in cages, lied about him assaulting Secret Service agents, and lied about him being the second coming of Adolf Hitler. Get a load of this. Less than 24 hours ago, Axios praised his fraudulency Joe Biden's Sunday night Oval Office address about toning down the rhetoric without ever once mentioning Biden's assassination encouraging rhetoric. Not a single word about Biden telling his supporters to put Trump in a bullseye. Not a single word about Biden's nationally televised speech in which he declared Trump and his supporters something that threatens the very foundations of our republic and represent a threat to this country. The same night Trump was nearly assassinated, Biden called Trump a dictator. Where is Axios' concern over rhetoric when Biden says, "Donald Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's a threat to freedom, and, literally everything America stands for?" That was in June. A week before the attempted assassination, Biden said Trump could really become the dictator that he promised to be on day one. Why nothing about Biden's hypocrisy and assassination dog whistles? After all, is it not a moral imperative to assassinate a dictator and threat to everything America stands for? I'll tell you why Axios is silent. Like the rest of the corporate media, Axios is okay with Democrats and the media encouraging the assassination of a Steve Scalise, Brett Kavanaugh, and Donald Trump. And should the assassination fail, plan B is to blame the victim. Watch, Butler County DA, one spectator, shooter dead, shots fired from outside rally. These people are irredeemable. They want Trump to change, but not the media, not Democrats, not Biden. That's because they want us dead, and there is no hope for unity with people who want us dead. They are all assassins and must be called out as such. Axios has much to atone for, but never will. And it's okay to hate people who lie to you and wish you harm. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.